It's the end of the show, the end of the show, the end of the show, the end of the show,
Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show. Something up and down in Seattle for the nerds and all the Okay, hi. That got out of hand real fast, How you doing today? How you feeling through all this weird world we're living in, huh? I'm just pumped that I have to stay up late tonight, I'm just pumped that I get to stay up late tonight and watch the Sounders take on the Fartland Timbers. Oh no, I'm not supposed to say Fartland anymore. Psych! The Full 90 Soccer Time podcast will never relent! To all my friends in Portland that have joined me on this show, thank you so much for that. And while I'll never be happy for your team, I'll be happy for you when you're happy for your team. And last time these two teams met, Seattle lost at home to Portland. There, I said it right. Hooray! Okay. Let's start with the news.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Today, coronavirus and air for Monday will make these numbers look larger. More than 600 new coronavirus cases confirmed in Washington State, and sadly, 33 more people have died. More than 100 bars and restaurants are telling the governor they want to serve booze until 2 a.m., says the Seattle Times. Yes, I'll have a mojito, extra lime, and no COVID, thanks. Big names have been linked to the petition, including Ethan Stoll and Tom Douglas. Currently, they have to stop serving booze at 10 p.m. Seattle City Council is going to override the veto by Mayor Jenny Durkin, who stopped the police funding reforms. Seattle City Council is going to move ahead, and more than 100 officers' jobs will be eliminated while community services are bolstered under the three bills pushed through. Sad to see Columbia Sportswear is shutting its doors for good in downtown Seattle, says a report in the Seattle Times. It's not just the pandemic. That's rough. Also, challenging conditions downtown make it hard to operate. I mean, they are on third, so that bumps up the difficulty level a notch. And it's supposed to be wet today, so cover yourself and spray on Gore-Tex. Don't actually do that. And keep yourself dry. I'd say more importantly, watch out for people who forgot how to drive when it starts raining.
You just got news.
There's nothing quite like reading that the Pentagon may have used funds designated for masks and swabs to build jet parts and body armor, making war weapons while 200,000 people in the U.S. died. Wild! I'm not surprised. That's how a war machine works. And technically, the armor protects the troops, and I'm for that. I'd rather that we didn't have a giant army, but like, I don't wish any ill upon the people that are in it because they're doing their thing to help serve, and that's very cool. I can't imagine serving right now, how weird that would be. That'd be so nuts. Okay, in a little more lighthearted news, how about this old television that knocked out a village's internet? I guess there's like this place in Wales, and they can't pronounce any of their names or anything fine. But a small little village, you know, that's like, what, a couple thousand people maybe? And every day at 7 a.m., their internet would go out. And it turns out that after engineers were deployed to figure out what was happening, they couldn't find anything until someone finally discovered that a super old television was emitting some sort of frequency, and it was too close to like the networking gear or whatever that it was like screwing it up. So every day when Peepaw would switch on the old television, he'd end up taking out all of the internet. Nothing sounds more frustrating than that. What am I supposed to do? Live with these negative thoughts that are swelling inside of me? No.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
With the Peloton bike craze in full effect, another company saw an opportunity to make some coin off of Amazon, selling their new Prime bike as an Amazon exclusive and making it look like the tech giant had gotten in the exercise game. They have not, and the product has been pulled. Don't be fooled. NASA's outlined a gazillion-dollar budget to get humans, including the first woman ever, back to the moon by 2024. Yeah, okay. Gang, the rocket that they're supposed to fly on has never left the ground, so let's not get too excited about this. And finally, the CIA once considered using lightning strikes as a way to assassinate people. Wow. They wanted to drop long, ultra-thin filaments of metal during a lightning storm to target and then zap people. Pretty sure Japan tried this with a squirrel and ended up with Pikachu.
Pika?
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
It's a pretty solid Pikachu impression, huh? What do you think? Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for telling a friend. Thanks for not being a jerk on the internet. All of the important things in life.
This is the end of the end of the show show. The end of the end of the show show. The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
All right, thanks.